Okay, chapter 3 is a big one. This is a powerhouse chapter. Walk by faith, not by sight. Now that phrase is used in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Walk by faith, not by sight. Said another way, trust in God, not your logic. And some of you may know the very popular verse, Proverbs 3, 4, and 5, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Okay? And so I want to give you three examples. First, my dad and faith. So one day I'm in prayer and I get, share your faith with your dad. And at the time I was in Oklahoma City. I had just got done meeting with David Green, the founder of Hobby Lobby, and just an amazing meeting, very insightful, incredible. And so it was a Thursday and I get, share your faith with your dad. Now, at that point, I had seen my dad one time at his brother's funeral in the last like 15 years. Okay. I had not had a phone conversation with my dad in probably 20 years. And so I was nervous. I was a little like anxious, stressed, but I listened to the Lord and I reached out to my dad. And, long story short, we get on the phone and I tell him, a little bit of my story because he doesn't know it. And I share with him that there was a prayer that changed my life when I accepted Christ. And I said, if you would like, I can walk you through it. And he said, okay. And I'm like, what? I was blown away because it was a really sloppy approach. It wasn't eloquent. I was stuttering. I was nervous. And that's the day he accepted Christ. And so had I walked by my logic, I never would have made that call. Had I walked by my emotions, I never would have made that call. And now, I know that I'll see my dad in heaven. Another example is 2023. We're running Faith Over Fear. And because of a way too big hotel contract from COVID that had been pushed forward a couple years, the event is like $1.2 million, okay, which is just astronomically higher than what we'd ever done before ever, okay, and so I'm nervous about it. I'm like, oh man, how's this gonna go? Like, are we gonna be able to fill the room? And in prayer, I get that I needed to hire a big speaker. And I'm like, oh, geez, big speakers cost money. Like, I'm running out of money over here, Lord. And I get, you need to hire John Maxwell. And I'm like, oh my goodness, of all the speakers, like he's one of the bigger investment ones. And so I continue to pray and I reach out to his team and I pray on every step of this, and none of it makes any logical sense, but I'm nudged to hire him. It ends up being over $200,000 just to hire him. And of course, he does an amazing job. And what was interesting is when I asked the crowd, hey, how many of you have never seen one of my trainings? Over 40% of the audience had come for John Maxwell. And to create a relationship with John, and of course, he wrote the foreword to Faith Driven Wealth, none of that would have happened without me walking by faith. Last example I'll use is my new partner, Dion, and our brilliant program that we do together. And so Dion came to me as of this recording about, maybe 8 months ago, 7 months ago. And he said, hey, I think you're supposed to help me scale our business. He's partners with Graham Cook, who's a major mentor of mine. I've been studying him for the last, year and a half, literally every day. And so I'm like, okay, well, let me pray about it. And I pray and I get a two-page download of that we should launch a network marketing company together. I get the vendors to use, the software to use, the attorney to use, what percentages to pay. I get all of that, okay? And I present it back to Dion. And Dion, who has zero experience or knowledge or understanding of network marketing, he says, I love it. And then he said, well, what will your compensation be? And I said, well, I didn't get that in prayer. I wasn't told. And that's when he made me the most generous offer I've ever been offered in my life. And I told him, I said, well, that's more generous than I would have thought. And he said, I figured that. And it was such an amazing blessing. And so the whole point of me sharing these stories with you is great things can happen if you walk by faith, not your emotions, not by sight, not by your logic. And so be sure to check out the questions and the prayer at the end of chapter 3.